This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has held conversation with Donald Trump and congratulated him on his spectacular victory in the US presidential election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to further strengthen India-US relations across technology, defense, energy, space and several other sectors. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated President Trump for the performance of Republican Party in the congressional elections. According to sources, both leaders affirm to work together for world peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension, OROP, was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicate their lives to protecting the nation. He said over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from the landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said, beyond the numbers, OROP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. The Prime Minister further added that his government will always do everything possible to strengthen the armed forces and further the welfare of those who serve the nation and its citizens. OROP scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions, regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for OROP scheme in the current financial year is over 4,468 crore rupees. It said over 895 crore rupees has been dispersed to the armed forces pensioners till 30th September this year. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Goa today. The president will attend the Day at Sea event. The event will demonstrate the operational capabilities of the Indian Navy combatants, including a glimpse of the flying operations from the INS Vikrant. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Modi government is committed to building a terror-free India with its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the two-day anti-terror conference beginning in New Delhi today will further enhance coordination among agencies to strengthen the country's security. The Home Minister will address the conference, which is being organized by National Investigation Agency. Today is the third day of ongoing Chhath Puja festival celebrations. Devotees will offer Sandhya Argya or evening oblations to the setting sun at different Chhath Ghats located on the banks of rivers. Large number of devotees will perform the ritual at water bodies, reservoirs and makeshift arrangements on roof of their houses. The four-day festival will culminate tomorrow morning with oblations to the rising sun. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion of Chhath Puja. In her message, the president said that Chhath Puja is one of the oldest festivals in the country and an occasion to worship the sun. President Murmu added that the festival honors rivers and ponds, unique gifts of nature, and also purifies the mind and soul through rigorous fasting. She said that the festival motivates people to protect the environment. The Indian Railways is scheduled to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate the passengers. These passengers will return to their destination after celebrating festivals. The Railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. According to the Indian Railways, has achieved the feat of transporting 65 lakh passengers on 4,521 trains in the last 36 days. The 18th edition of Film Bazaar, offering a rich variety of 208 films, will run from 20th to 24th November alongside the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.